Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. We're doing a deep dive on queen size mattresses tonight, specifically five top rated models that we think you'll find pretty interesting. And we want to go way beyond just, you know, what are the features? Really unpack what makes each one unique and, you know, why it might be your perfect sleep solution. Oh, and before we forget, be sure to check out the article links in the show notes for exclusive discounts on all the mattresses we'll be discussing tonight. Sweet dreams and sweet deals.
You know, it's so true. Finding the right mattress is not just about, you know, brand names and all that. It's really about understanding how those features translate into a better night's sleep for you.
Exactly. So let's dive into it. We've got the Helix Midnight Luxe, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid, the Bear Elite Hybrid, the Lisa Sapira Chell Hybrid Mattress, and the Puffy Lux Mattress.
It's a pretty good lineup, pretty solid, hits a lot of different sleep needs and preferences.
Let's kick things off with the Helix Midnight Luxe. Our pick for best overall queen size mattress. Everyone seems to be raving about how luxurious it feels.
And for good reason. The Helix Midnight Luxe combines a quilted pillow top with copper gel memory foam. So you get that like sinking in comfort, you know, the pressure relief. But the copper gel helps dissipate heat so you don't overheat. And they even offer an optional cooling cover upgrade if you tend to sleep like really hot.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. Some people swear by those cooling covers, especially in the summer. But let's get back to the support. So I've seen this term zoned lumbar support come up a lot. What does that actually mean for, say, a side sleeper versus a back sleeper?
That's a really good question. Zoned lumbar support basically means different areas of the mattress have different levels of firmness. So in the Helix Midnight Luxe, you know, the lumbar region, your lower back is firmer. That way it prevents sinking and, you know, keeps a good healthy spinal alignment for back sleepers. But then the zones around the shoulders and hips are softer. So it allows side sleepers to sink in enough to relieve pressure, but without compromising that spinal alignment. It's almost like having, you know, personalized support built right in.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's catering to like your body's natural curves, no matter how you sleep. I saw on Reddit, this one user was raving about the Helix Midnight Luxe. He seemed really happy with it and said it would be great for like a couple in their 30s.
Yeah, it's always great to see, you know, real world people actually, you know, using the mattress and it actually backing up what the mattress, you know, promises. And those specific features, you know, the zone support, the pressure relief from the memory foam, the temperature regulation from the copper gel, it all kind of works together to create this sleep experience. That really can make a difference in how rested you feel.
Okay, so I'm sold.
Mm-hmm.
But just for clarity, are there any situations where the Helix Midnight Luxe might not be the best choice?
Right, you've got to be honest about the limitations. So this one, it might not be ideal for strict stomach sleepers, just because the softer zones might not provide enough support for their hips. Also, the weight limit is 300 pounds per side, so something to keep in mind.
Good to know. Let's move on to our pick for best value, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. What makes this one stand out in a crowded market?
The customization. You can get it in soft, medium, and firm. So whether you want to really sink in or sleep on top of the mattress, you can choose. It's fantastic for individual preferences or like couples who can never agree on firmness.
No more mattress battles. That's a win for relationships everywhere. Plus, it has a breathable quilted top. Major plus for hot sleepers.
Absolutely. And there's more to it than you might think. The Signature Hybrid uses what they call Veriflex compression support. So imagine the foam layers like as a network of tiny springs, and they all independently respond to your pressure points. It creates this really cool, like personalized cradling sensation, contours to your unique shape. So it relieves pressure on your joints and helps with spinal alignment.
So it's like a futuristic mattress.
Wow. We also found a Reddit user who said they've been sleeping on theirs for years and they're still thrilled with the purchase. Talk about a long-term relationship. But like all good things, are there any downsides to be aware of? Yeah, just a couple. So the weight limit's 300 pounds per side, same as the Helix. And if you're someone who really loves the feel of an all-foam mattress, this hybrid's combination of coils and foam might not be for you.
All right, so next up is the Bear Elite Hybrid. This one is specifically marketed for back pain relief, so I'm intrigued.
It makes a lot of promises in that department. First off, it's 14 inches thick. It's got copper-infused memory foam for both cooling and, you know, potential pain relief. And yes, it also has three firmness options to choose from. One Reddit user even said that coming back to their bed after vacation was amazing, a true testament to its comfort.
Wow, that's the dream. To love your mattress that much.
Yeah.
But what's the science behind its pain relieving properties?
So it's got a few things going on. The copper infused foam can help with inflammation, and the mattress cover uses Cellient technology. And salient is basically this textile that reflects your body heat as infrared energy, which can increase blood circulation and potentially help with muscle recovery and pain relief.
Wow, so it's almost like a recovery tool built into your mattress. That's fascinating. But let's be realistic. A mattress can't replace professional medical advice, right?
Exactly. While those features are promising, anyone with, you know, serious back pain should definitely consult with their doctor. And of course, it has, you know, some limitations similar to the previous mattresses. Not ideal for anyone over 300 pounds. And it's not a pure all foam feel.
Good points. Good points. Now, for all the hot sleepers out there, and I'm feeling you, we've got the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid Mattress. The name alone sounds refreshing.
And it aims to deliver. So this mattress has an ultra cool cover and quilt foam, both designed for, you know, maximum temperature regulation. We found one Reddit user that simply said they were really happy with their Sapira Hybrid. Short and sweet, but I think that's a good sign.
I like it when people get straight to the point. So you mentioned zone support earlier. How does that work in the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid?
So it's similar to the Helix in that it has, you know, varying firmness zones. But in this case, it's not just about the lumbar region. The whole mattress is mapped out to provide, you know, specific support where your body needs it most. For example, it might have, you know, firmer zones under the hips and softer zones under the shoulders, whether you're a side or a back sleeper. This targeted approach really helps maintain that crucial spinal alignment.
Wow, so it's like the mattress is anticipating your body's needs. That's pretty impressive. Any downsides to be aware of?
Just a few things to keep in mind. Same 300-pound weight limit per side as the others. Some users have mentioned that it has kind of a longer off-gassing period, like around 10 days. So that might be a factor if you're sensitive to smells. And of course, it comes in three firmness levels. So you got to make sure you choose the one that's right for you.
Great points.
Yeah.
And finally, we've got the Puffy Luxe Mattress. The name itself just sounds like a cloud.
And that's exactly the feeling it aims for. That, you know, plush, sink-in comfort. The key here is the cooling cloud foam. It's super soft and conforming foam that's also designed to sleep cool. And one Reddit user raved about waking up without soreness, music to anyone's ears.
Waking up pain-free, that's the ultimate goal, right?
Mm.
But how does this cooling cloud foam work? Is it just like regular memory foam with a fancy name?
Not quite. It's a proprietary blend of foams that are designed for like a balance of comfort and support. So it contours to your body, gives you pressure relief, but it also has a bit more bounce back so you don't feel stuck. And then the open cell structure of the foam promotes airflow, so it keeps you cool.
So you get a cloud-like feel without the heat trap. Very nice.
Yeah.
But is right for everyone.
Like all mattresses, it has its limitations. Might not be ideal for stomach sleepers who need more like firmer support, people over 250 pounds, or people who really value strong edge support.
All right, so now we have a good overview of five really amazing queen-size mattresses. But before we get too deep into the weeds, let's take a step back. Talk about, you know, those broader things you should think about when choosing a mattress. Things that apply no matter which brand you're looking at.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in, you know, all the bells and whistles and tech specs. But sometimes you kind of forget about the basics.
Totally. And those basics can make all the difference, you know, in your decision. It starts with thinking about your weight and sleeping position.
I mean, those seem obvious, but
yeah.
I think a lot of people underestimate how much they really matter. So break it down for us. How do those things actually affect your mattress choice?
So let's start with weight. Basically, your weight influences how much support you need and how the mattress is going to react to your body. Heavier individuals generally need a firmer mattress,
mm-hmm.
often one with the thicker coils or, you know, denser foams,
mm-hmm.
to prevent, like, sinking in too much. It also helps with durability because a mattress that's too soft for someone's weight is going to wear down a lot faster. That makes sense. Now, what about sleeping position? Because surely a side sleeper has different needs than someone who sleeps on their back.
Absolutely. So side sleepers really need that cushioning around their shoulders and hips to keep their spine aligned. So think pressure relief. They'll benefit from a mattress that conforms to their body's curves. Back sleepers, on the other hand, need more support in that lumbar region, you know, to maintain that neutral spine. If it's too soft, they could experience lower back pain.
Right. So it's all about spinal alignment, isn't it? Keeping everything in its happy place. But what about the wild cards? Like the combination sleepers, the stomach sleepers, the people who sleep on the edge of the bed.
Yeah, the mattress acrobats. So combination sleepers need a mattress that's adaptable, so you know a responsive foam. Or a hybrid with zone support can be good choices there, because they can adjust to different positions throughout the night. Stomach sleepers, on the other hand, often benefit from a firmer mattress to prevent their hips from sinking too far and throwing their spine out of alignment. And for those who like to migrate to the edge, good edge support is crucial. You don't want to feel like you're going to roll off.
Exactly. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure book for mattresses. But instead of a dragon, you're trying to avoid back pain. So you figured out, you know, your weight and sleeping position. What's next on the mattress quest?
Materials and mattress types. This is where things get fun. And this is where people often get overwhelmed.
Well, it's like being a kid in a candy store. But instead of sugar, we're talking about sleep.
Yeah.
Right. So walk us through, you know, the different types. What are the key pros and cons to be aware of?
Okay, let's start with memory foam. So it's known for that body-hugging contouring. It relieves pressure points, excellent for motion isolation. Great if you know your partner tosses and turns a lot. The downside is that it can sometimes trap heat. So not ideal for hot sleepers, unless it has, you know, cooling features built in.
So memory foam's a classic for a reason, but maybe not for everyone. What about latex? It seems like it has a pretty loyal following these days.
Latex is a natural material, so it's a big hit with, you know, the eco-conscious crowd. It's known for its durability, breathability, and responsiveness. It's got a little more bounce than memory foam. And tends to sleep cooler. A great option for back and stomach sleepers who need, you know, firmer support.
Interesting. I'm also seeing a lot of buzz about organic mattresses these days. What's the deal with those?
So organic mattresses are made with natural materials like natural latex, wool, organic cotton. You know, they appeal to people who are concerned about chemicals, people who want a more, you know, sustainable, eco-friendly option. They tend to be hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant too, which is great for, you know, anyone with sensitivities.
Right. So it's about what's inside and, you know, the impact on the planet. All right. What about the good old-fashioned inner spring mattress? Are those still relevant in this world of high-tech mattresses?
They are. They're still kicking. So inner spring mattresses are your classic coil-based mattresses. They're known for excellent breathability, and they're pretty affordable. The downside is that they may not offer the same level of, like, contouring and pressure relief as, you know, foam mattresses.
Okay, that makes sense. And finally, we have the hybrids. Seems like they're the rock star in tonight's lineup. What makes them so popular?
So hybrids combine the best of both worlds. You've got the comfort layer of foam, often memory foam or latex, on top of a support system of coils. So they offer the pressure relief and contouring of foam. With that breathability and support of coils, it's a really versatile option. Works for a wide range of sleepers in sleeping positions.
So we've got our weight, our sleeping position. Now we have a better understanding of, you know, the different materials and types of mattresses. But how do we know how firm or soft our mattress should be?
Support and firmness. It's crucial to get this right for your body and sleeping style. So think of support as how well the mattress keeps your spine aligned. And firmness is how soft or hard the mattress feels, you know, to the touch.
So support's kind of like a foundation of a house. Gotta be strong.
Exactly. And just like there's no one-size-fits-all foundation for a house, there's no one-size-fits-all firmness level for a mattress. Really depends on your preferences, body type, your sleeping position.
Okay, break it down for us. What are the different firmness levels? And who might benefit from each?
All right, so we typically talk about firmness on a scale, you know, from soft to firm. Soft mattresses are great for side sleepers who need that extra cushioning around those pressure points. Lighter individuals might also prefer a softer mattress. And then you have medium firmness. That's a popular choice for back sleepers and combination sleepers. It offers a balance of comfort and support. And finally, you've got firm mattresses. Those are often preferred by stomach sleepers and heavier individuals who need, you know, more support to prevent sinking.
So many factors to consider. But hey, that's why we're on this deep dive together. Are there any other, like, must-knows before we move on to, you know, actually buying a mattress?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about breathability and temperature regulation. That's a big one, especially for hot sleepers.
Oh, tell me about it. Waking up in a sweat is the worst.
Yeah.
What are some features we should look for to, you know, stay cool throughout the night?
Yeah. Mattress companies are getting really innovative in this area. Look for cooling covers, quilted cotton toppers, gel-infused foam, open-cell latex. These all help promote airflow and prevent heat buildup. Even the way that the coils are designed in a hybrid can impact, you know, breathability.
So many cool options, literally. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty of, you know, buying a mattress,
yeah,
let's talk about something that's, I think, often overlooked. Trust and quality.
You're talking about making sure you're getting what you pay for, right?
Exactly. A mattress is an investment. You want to be confident that you're choosing a brand that you know values quality, a brand that's going to stand behind its product.
Yeah.
So what should we look for to make sure that we're making a smart purchase?
First, check for certifications. Look for things like CertiPure US or GreenGuard Gold. These ensure that the mattress has been tested for harmful chemicals and emissions. It's a good sign that the company you know is committed to safety and quality.
It's like a seal of approval for your mattress materials. Okay, what about those sleep trials I keep hearing about? Are those legit or is that just a marketing gimmick?
Sleep trials are awesome. They let you try out a mattress in your own home, usually for, you know, like 90 to 120 nights. If you don't love it, you can return it for a full refund. Takes a lot of the pressure off, you know, buying a mattress online.
Oh, absolutely. You get to really experience how the mattress performs in your own environment. Your own, you know, bedding, your pillows and everything.
Yeah.
Are there any catches, though, that we should be aware of with sleep trials?
Yeah. Always read the fine print. Some companies might have, like, return shipping fees, so factor that into your budget. Also, some mattresses need a break-in period. They might feel stiff or uncomfortable at first, but they'll soften up, you know, as you sleep on them.
So don't give up on a mattress too soon. Give it a chance to settle in. Speaking of settling in, let's talk price. Mattresses can range from, you know, a few hundred dollars to several thousand.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know how much to spend without breaking the bank?
Yeah, budget is such a personal thing. But the good news is you don't have to spend, you know, a fortune to get a good mattress. So set a realistic budget up front and stick to it. Don't be, you know, seduced by all the bells and whistles that you don't really need.
Easier said than done when you're looking at all these cool features. But are there any hidden costs that we should be aware of when budgeting for a new mattress?
Definitely. Don't forget about delivery fees, setup costs, old mattress removal. Those can really add up. So ask about, you know, those fees up front to avoid any surprises.
That's a great tip. Thank you. All right, let's talk about something that makes everyone happy. Sales and discounts. Is there a best time to buy a mattress to get a good deal?
Mattress sales are like a national pastime. New tailors have sales all the time throughout the year, especially around, you know, holidays like President's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day. If you can wait for a sale, you can really score some big savings.
So patience is a virtue, especially when it comes to mattress shopping. Are there any other ways to kind of stay on top of those deals?
Sign up for email lists. Follow your favorite brands on social media. They'll often announce sales and promotions there. You can also check out online deal aggregators and coupon sites. A little effort can go a long way.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap things up, I want to touch on something that I think is becoming increasingly important to consumers. Sustainability. Are there ways to, you know, shop for a mattress that align with your values if you're eco-conscious?
Totally. A lot of manufacturers are prioritizing sustainability these days. Look for mattresses made with natural and organic materials. So things like natural latex, organic cotton, wool. They're renewable and biodegradable, making them a much more eco-friendly option.
So it's about what's inside and the impact on the planet. Are there any certifications we should look for to kind of verify a mattress's sustainability claims?
Yes. Look for certifications like GOTS, that's the Global Organic Textile Standard, and GOLS, the Global Organic Latex Standard. Those ensure that the materials meet, you know, strict environmental and social criteria. Also check out the company's overall sustainability practices. Do they use recycled packaging? Do they have programs for, like, recycling old mattresses? It all adds up.
Okay, so we've talked about choosing a mattress, buying a mattress, even the, you know, eco-friendly side of things. It's been a whirlwind. Any final words of wisdom before we send our listeners off to dreamland?
Yeah, so here's the thing. We've covered a lot of, you know, technical details, but at the end of the day, trust your gut. The best mattress for you is the one that feels right. Don't be afraid to go against the grain if you know something else feels amazing. And remember, your sleep needs can change over time. What worked for you a few years ago might not work now. Be open to, you know, adjusting and experimenting until you find, you know, what makes you feel your best.
That's great advice. It's a journey, not a destination. And just like any journey, it's good to have a roadmap. Thanks for being our guide through the world of mattresses tonight.
My pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, don't forget to check out those article links in the show notes. You can find exclusive discounts on all the mattresses that we talked about. Sweet dreams and sweet deals.
All right, so we've done all this research. We've narrowed down our choices. But now it's time to actually buy the mattress. And I feel like the pressure's on.
I know, right? But it doesn't have to be stressful. There are, you know, smart ways to approach this whole buying process to make sure you're getting the best mattress, you know, you and your budget.
Okay, so let's break it down, like, step by step. Where do we even start? Well, first, you got to do your due diligence. I mean, we've covered a lot of ground here. But it's always good to, you know, really dig deep into the specific brands and models that you're interested in. Read reviews, and not just the, you know, glowing five-star ones. Look for those real-world experiences. Check out the manufacturer's websites. Don't be afraid to contact customer service if you have questions.
Oh, yeah. Those customer service reps are like the unsung heroes of the mattress world. They know all the details. Okay, so you've done your homework. Where do you actually buy the mattress? Online? In store? It seems like there are more options than ever these days.
Yeah, it can definitely feel a little overwhelming. Each option has its, you know, pros and cons. Online retailers often have, you know, wider selections and more competitive pricing. But of course, you can't physically try the mattress before you buy it.
Right. There's something to be said for actually lying down and, you know, getting a feel for it. So is in-store still a good option?
For sure. In-store shopping lets you test out different mattresses. But you might have a more limited selection, you know, compared to online. And then there are specialty retailers. So those offer, you know, more personalized service and expert advice, but they tend to be pricier.
So many choices. How do you decide which route is the best?
I think it comes down to your priorities. If you value convenience and price, online might be the way to go. If you need that hands-on experience, head to a store. And if you want, you know, that expert guidance, consider a specialty retailer.
Okay, so let's say you found the one online. You're ready to click buy now. But then you remember those sleep trials we talked about. Are those actually worth it, or is it just a marketing gimmick?
Sleep trials are a total game changer. They let you live with the mattress in your own home, you know, for a while, usually like 3 months or so. And if it's just not the right fit, you can return it. No buyer's remorse.
That takes so much pressure off. You get to really see how it performs with your own bedding and your own pillows and everything. Are there any catches, though? Anything we should be aware of?
Always read the fine print. Some companies will have, you know, return shipping fees, so factor that into your budget. Also, some mattresses need a little bit of a break-in period, so, you know, they might feel a little stiff or uncomfortable at first, but then they soften up as you sleep on them.
So don't give up on a mattress too soon. Give it a chance.
Speaking of settling in, let's talk about price. Mattresses can range from, you know, a couple hundred bucks to several thousand, so how do you know how much to spend without breaking the bank?
Yeah, budget's a super personal thing.
Yeah.
But the good news is you don't have to, you know, spend a fortune to get a good mattress. Just set a realistic budget up front and stick to it. Don't be, you know, seduced by all the fancy features you don't really need.
That's easier said than done sometimes. But are there any, like, hidden costs that we should be aware of, you know, when we're figuring out our mattress budget?
Absolutely. So don't forget about things like delivery fees, setup costs, old mattress removal. Those can really add up. So ask about those up front so you don't have any surprises later. That's a great tip. Thank you. Now let's talk about, you know, something that makes everyone happy. Sales and discounts. Is there a best time to buy a mattress to get a good deal?
Mattress sales are practically a national sport. Retailers have sales all the time throughout the year, especially around holidays like President's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day. If you can, you know, wait for a sale, you might be able to score some serious savings.
Patience is a virtue when it comes to mattress shopping. Are there any other ways to kind of stay on top of those deals?
Sign up for email lists. Follow your favorite brands on social media. They'll often announce, you know, sales and promotions there. You can also check out, you know, online deal aggregators and coupon sites. A little bit of effort can go a long way.
Great advice. Now, before we wrap up tonight, I want to touch on something that's, I think, increasingly important to a lot of consumers. Sustainability. Well, there are ways to, you know, shop for a mattress that are aligned with your values if you're eco-conscious.
Absolutely. A lot of manufacturers are really prioritizing sustainability these days. Look for mattresses made with natural and organic materials, like natural latex, organic cotton, wool. Those are renewable and biodegradable, making them a much more eco-friendly choice.
So it's really about what's inside and the impact on the planet. Are there any certifications we should look for to kind of, you know, verify a mattress's sustainability claims?
Yes. Look for certifications like GOTS, that's the Global Organic Textile Standard, and GOLS, the Global Organic Latex Standard. Those ensure that the materials meet strict environmental and social criteria. Also, you know, look into the company's overall sustainability practices. Do they use recycled packaging? Do they have programs for recycling old mattresses? You know, it all adds up.
Okay, so we've covered choosing a mattress, buying a mattress, even the eco-friendly side of things. It's been a lot. Any final words of wisdom before we send our listeners off to dreamland?
So we've covered a lot of, you know, technical details tonight, but at the end of the day, you got to trust your gut. The best mattress for you is the one that feels right. So don't be afraid to, you know, go against the grain. if something else feels amazing to you. And remember, your sleep needs can change over time. What worked for you a few years ago might not work now. Be open to, you know, adjusting and experimenting until you find what truly makes you feel your best.
That's such great advice. It's a journey, not a destination. And just like any journey, it's good to have a roadmap. Well, thank you so much for being our guide through the world of mattresses.
It's been my pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, don't forget to check out the article links in the show notes. You can find exclusive discounts on all the mattresses we talked about tonight. Sweet dreams and sweet deals.